The Song of Lewis Carmichael, written by Sophie Laguna and read by John Vose. Earlier that day, Matthew's mother had been waiting for him as he'd come down the stairs for breakfast as usual. She'd been standing at the stove.
"Good morning," she said. "Hungry?"
"Need your strength, son. Growing boys need to eat," his father said, buttering toast at the kitchen table.
"What would you like to do today, Matthew?" his mother asked. Matthew had shrugged, had seen his mother glance at his father.
"Why don't you take your bike to the park and get some fresh air?" his father asked. "There might be someone down there for you to play with. You know, kick the ball around."
"Yes, Dad."
"I'll pack some muffins," his mother said, her smile hopeful.
Matthew had listened to the creak of his bicycle wheels as he'd pedalled down the road to the park. If only a sister would come along, or a brother, he thought, pushing down on the pedals. Someone else to give his parents what they wanted. His bike bumped unsteadily over a pothole, and he frowned. Matthew wobbled when he rode too slowly. That would drive his father crazy.
"Get some speed up, son. Come on, Matt. Straighten her up."
When he came to the park, Matthew had leaned his bike against the bench, taken off his backpack, and sat. In the distance, he saw Mariel and Lee and Adam coming up from the slope that led to the river. They were in his class, and he often saw them together at school. He wondered what they did down there by the river. You weren't allowed. The school said it wasn't safe. His parents said it too. But Mariel and Lee and Adam were always going there. They seemed to be searching for things, and they were often muddy, climbing the rocks, the trees, looking up close at things they found. Mariel carried a bucket. What went into it, Matthew wondered. Taking his book from his pack, Journey to the Farthest North, Matthew turned to a picture of a sailing ship with a woman at the helm. She was wearing a heavy padded coat with a hood and was looking through binoculars out to sea. Matthew read the words underneath the picture. "Dr. Juliana Rossi travels to the North Pole." "Dr. Juliana Rossi," Matthew whispered. He looked up and noticed Mariel watching him and felt his face turn hot. Why was she looking? Lee, too. What did they want?